South Dakota Bankers Association Legislative Update, February 2, 2024. After the fourth week, or 17th day of this legislative session, there have been 478 legislative bills filed, an increase of 96 bills from last week. This increase is largely due to unlimited bill introductions ending on January 25th and individual legislator introductions ending on January 31st. With these bill deadlines now behind us, we can fully focus on legislative matters that impact the banking industry. The next notable date is February 21st, known as Crossover Day. This is the last day to pass bills or joint resolutions by the House of Origin. Several more industry-related bills hit our radar this week. Updates on bills we have been tracking and new measures we are currently tracking can be viewed below. House Bill 1118, an act to revise unclaimed property provisions. This bill was recently introduced by Representative Tony Van Huysen, District 13, to require all operational expenses for unclaimed property to be paid from the general appropriations in the General Appropriations Act. This bill is scheduled for hearing on February 6th. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 38, an act to amend the amount a merchant or place of business may assess against return checks. This bill was introduced by Senator Michael Roll, District 1, that allows a merchant or place of business to post a notice stating that a fee will be assessed against return checks. The change to this statute increases the fee from $40 to $60. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with a 9-0 vote and subsequently passed out of the Senate 29-0. The House Commerce and Energy Committee passed this measure out of committee with a 12-1 vote and the full House with a 50-16 vote. Having passed both bodies, this measure was delivered to the governor on February 1st. Senate Bill 58, an act to revise provisions regarding money transmission. This bill had its first reading in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee and was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation at the request of the Director of Banking. This is a repeal and replace bill to remove inefficiencies from the process of licensing and supervision of money transmitters. It implements a model law developed between the state and industry to achieve a higher degree of coordination between states. Banks remain exempt under this model language. After the introduction of this bill, the South Dakota Division of Banking offered an amendment to clarify certain provisions of this measure and was introduced as Amendment 58B. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with an 8-0 vote and the Senate floor vote of 29-2. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 95, an act to exempt one motor vehicle of a debtor from being taken by the legal process. This bill, recently introduced by Senator Larson, District 10, provides an additional carve-out for one motor vehicle not to exceed $5,000 would be exempt for each debtor. This bill has been assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee and has had its first reading. We are waiting for the committee to calendar it for a hearing. The SDBA will oppose this measure. House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. This bill was brought by the SDBA with Representative Mike Stevens, District 18, as its prime sponsor in the House, and Senator David Wheeler, District 22, as prime sponsor in the Senate. This measure is intended to prohibit the state of South Dakota from accepting a central bank digital currency as a form of payment. The genesis of this bill stems from the debate regarding the adoption of the 2022 amendments to the Uniform Commercial Code during the 23 legislative session. This bill hearing was today, February 2nd, and passed out of the State Affairs Committee with a 13-0 vote. This measure will be heard by the full House on Monday, February 5. The SDBA is supportive of this measure. House Bill 1163, an act to amend the provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This measure was initiated by the South Dakota Retailers and the South Dakota Chamber, along with support from a number of South Dakota business lobbies, including the SDBA. This bill is to amend the provisions to update the Uniform Commercial Code regarding digital assets. Representative Mike Stevens, District 18, is the House prime sponsor, with Senator David Wheeler, District 22, as prime sponsor in the Senate. This bill has been assigned to the House State Affairs Committee. This bill hearing was today, February 2nd, and passed out of the House State Affairs Committee with a 12-1 vote. This measure will be heard by the full House on Monday, February 5. The SDBA is supportive of this measure. SCR 603. This concurrent resolution opposes adoption and development of a central bank digital currency. This resolution serves as additional support of House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. House Bill 1199, an act to repeal certain provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This bill was introduced by Representative Auk, District 18, and intends to repeal language specific to Article 8 of the UCC that deals with investment securities. This measure has been assigned to the House State Affairs Committee. No hearing date has been scheduled at this time. The SDBA will oppose this measure. House Bill 1247, an act to provide consumer protection through fair access to financial and insurance products and services. This bill was introduced by Representative Auk, District 18, intends to protect consumers from discrimination by financial institutions based on unsafe and unsound practices. This bill has been assigned to the House Commerce and Energy Committee. No hearing date has been set at this time. The SDBA will oppose this bill. Senate Bill 211, an act to revise notarial acts. This bill was introduced by Senator Wheeler, District 22, and intends to allow for any document to be recorded or filed in a Register of Deeds office to include electronic signatures executed and notarized in accordance with requirements in the bill. The SDBA will be supportive of this measure. House Bill 1231, an act to place restrictions on ownership of agricultural land. This bill was introduced by Representative Wagness, District 23, and intends to place restrictions on ownership of ag land by foreign entities that are known adversaries of the United States. This bill has been assigned to the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. No hearing date has been scheduled at this time. The SDBA is monitoring currently. This summary concludes week 4 of the 99th legislative session. To learn more and remain engaged about the 2024 legislative session, visit the LRC webpage at sdlegislature.gov. The legislature provides live and archived audio of committee hearings plus Senate and House floor debates. To access both the live audio feed and archived audio files, visit sd.net. For specific calls to action and to effectively send an email to a specific senator or representative, go to sdlegislature.gov/legislators/contacts/69 and click on a legislator's email address. Legislators are inundated with email, so make sure your voice is heard. Not only contact legislators that represent you in your district, and note you're one of their constituents. Find your district number and names of legislators from your district at this site. We hope you can join us on February 14 in Pierre for the 2024 South Dakota Bankers Association Legislative Day. Go to sdba.com and register today. Thank you and happy Groundhog's Day.